Good morning and welcome to the conference call of Zhongde Waste. At our customer's request, this conference will be recorded. May I now hand you over to Mr. William Chi-Hua Wang.
Good morning, everyone. Now we are today to release the 9-month result 2015. Let's turn to page 2. Several external and internal fact lead to project delay and suspensions in the second half of 2015. So let's see, this page, we can see on the BOT section, ZOCO will be delayed from the 2015 to 2016. Kunming will be delayed to 2017. Xianling will be delayed to 2016. We shall explain detail is these three projects already almost finished its construction and entering to the trial operation. Now we're just waiting to the approval of the government finish their acceptance procedure. And also, we are doing the confirmation with the subcontract to try to put all the revenue into the balance sheet and the P&L. The good news is the Lanzhou, our biggest BOT project in China and even in Asia, 3,000 ton when we 3,000 ton per capita waste proposal capacity. This procedure, up to now, is according to the plan. It's going very well now. So the percentage of completion of Lanzhou at end of September is 24.2%. It is supposed to be completed in 2018. Let's see the EPC project. Dingzhou, Zhucheng, and Wuhai. Dingzhou, because the requirement from the customer, now the project is suspended temporarily. And Wuhai is the same thing. The Zhucheng, the percentage of completion at end of the September is 70% to 72.2%. It will be delayed from this year to the next year. So let's turn to the next page. We put several pictures of the Lanzhou project on this slide. You can see the framework of the factory already be there. Chim is already almost finished. And the first line equipment is almost finished installation. So according to the plan, the Lanzhou project will be entering to the trial operation in the middle of the next year. That's the quite good news. Let's turn to the next page, page 4. The revenue decreased in 9 months 2015 due to the slower project progress. So we can see the revenue decreased from 11.5 last year to 10.3 million this year. It decreased almost 10.4%. Revenue decreased due to the slow progress of the project since Q2 2015. Let's see the revenue by segment. BOT project with a portion of 93% main group revenue contributor. So almost the revenue is coming from the BOT. Percentage of completion of BOT projects that are account for the 0.5 profit method is not reflected in the gross profit. That means up to now, we still applied zero profit method to the BOT project. This is required by the accounting principle. So although the Lanzhou project increased a lot in the construction, but it only contributes in the revenue, not in the profit side. Gross profit decreased mainly due to the fact that inventory related to the incinerator segment amounting to 0.9 million euro had to be written off. That means that the small incinerator, put into the inventory for a long term. So according to the procedure, we should written it off. So the EBIT, turn to the next page. EBIT come down to minus 4.1 million euro, and the net result come down to minus 6.7 million euro. The effect of the improved financial result, it is a plus almost 0.7 million, was offset by the higher tax expenses. The figure is amount to 1.0 million euro. Turn to the next page. Existing fund plan to be invested in the budgeted project. We can see at end of this Q3, the cash and cash equivalent they still have 81.2 million euro. The equity is 170 million euro. So it is a slightly increased compared with the same period of last year. It remains quite stable equity position. Now let's see the order situation. At end of Q3, the order backlog is 214.9 million euro. So that means we still have a lot of work to do. Most of them is come from the BOT project of Lanzhou. So let's turn to the next page. Strategic and financial outlook. Strategic milestones. Zhongde focus on improving project management capacities for large size waste to energy projects. We expected project completion in 2016, two BOT projects. That means Zhoukou and Xianning. One EPC project, Zhucheng. Don't have the confidence to sign new contracts in 2016 due to the increased demand of the waste-to-energy plants with lower off-gas emission. Don't plan to strengthen focus on EPC project because project of the EPC can generate quicker profit. All the strategic opportunities are evaluated on a regular basis by Zhongde's management board. So the financial guideline of 2015. Second half of 2015 remain a transition period. The total group sales and operating profit below the 2014 levels due to unexpected project delays caused by the external and internal factors that in general are difficult to predict. Next page show you the financial calendar. It's almost as the same as this year. Thank you very much for your attention.